Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, BookTok is a thriving community on TikTok that is completely changing the book industry, particularly for the authors. It allows authors to snatch up book deals from exposure that they've received on BookTok. Irish authors shortlisted for the TikTok award are Claire Wright for BookTok Breakthrough Author and The Rachel Incident for Book of the Year by Caroline O'Donoghue. And I think we have both girls on the line. Claire, Caroline, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, hi. Caroline here.
Hi. Congratulations to both of you, first of all.
Oh, thank you so much. And congratulations, Claire. I can't wait to read your book.
Thanks, Caroline. Same to you.
We've mutual admiration. I've seen that before amongst the community of authors. You're so supportive of each other. Claire, let me come to you first. This is the modern day book club in the digital form.
It is, yes. It's an amazing community of readers. And it's what's lovely about it, it's global. You can just connect with anyone across the world. And you'll just find new reads from books you probably would never normally hear about.
So this is, just to do an explainer for any listeners who weren't aware of BookTok, because I wasn't and I'm on TikTok. So this isn't an account. This is a hashtag that ultimately leads to a community. Is that right?
Yeah. So the hashtag is BookTok.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of TikTok, it's BookTok.
Yeah.
And you use that just to share all the books that you love, what you're about to read. There's a lot of book reviews on it. And there's actually a lot of cosplayers. So people who dress up as book characters. And then there's artists on it as well. So it's a huge community.
Okay. So it is a creative platform anyway. So that's not surprising, I suppose, that it rolls on to cosplay and various other things. But ultimately, people are going to TikTok, putting in the hashtag to get book recommendations, to get all of the stuff they would have gotten from the book club that they would have sat around with other women, men, whoever, had a glass of wine and a chat and taken the book apart. That's what's happening on TikTok now.
That's exactly what's happening, yes.
And Caroline,
like an online book club.
You are nominated for Book of the Year. So these are now awards that haven't been on the author's radar previous.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. When I heard that I was shortlisted for it, I was amazed because as Claire was just saying, BookTok has been this completely grassroots-led thing. Like there's been all these experiences of books that have been published 10, 15, 20 years ago. Books that didn't have a huge following when they came out, suddenly having these enormous sort of wildfire popularity on TikTok that go back into the charts and then like make the author, you know, tens of thousands of pounds and like, you know, kind of shore up their next book, shore up their futures. Like the domino effect of TikTok on authors' lives, particularly authors that were not given huge advances, huge marketing campaigns or an enormous amount of review space in magazines, are now having enormous careers. And I guess the TikTok Book Awards is TikTok's sort of attempt to formalize that and formalize what a big leader they are in the book industry now. Because, I mean, in Ireland, we're extremely lucky that a huge amount of coverage is given to books and into culture coverage in general. But in England, for example, books pages have been slashed. And so often these authors are getting kind of exposures they wouldn't get elsewhere. So it really is amazing.
It's incredible, isn't it? So there could be a second chance.
Yeah.
As you say, if you're not necessarily with one of the bigger publishers, you're not getting the big marketing campaign, you're not going on that publicity trail to launch your book and get it out there and get all of the shelf space and all the big book suppliers around the world and indeed online now, this is your second chance, isn't it? Not for you necessarily, but for some writers.
Oh, totally. Like the author I think about the most is there's an author called Madeline Miller, who I remember her first book came out. It was called Song of Achilles, and it was a story of Achilles, but as in Troy, the ancient Greek tragedy, but told through a queer lens. And it came out, I think, in 2012. It got shortlisted for a couple of prizes, but kind of came and went. And suddenly, in the last two or three years, young people who are interested in sort of queer literature have made this book a number one bestseller for over a year. I think it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for over a year now, because they've just found it and TikTok has made it this huge wildfire sensation. So when you think that author, I'd love to know what her bank account looks like.
That's a really good point, though, because timing is everything, much like any business. You know, the timing might not have been perfect, but now it is. And now there's a new audience for it.
Totally, exactly. I think particularly with kind of queer and gay literature, you know, 10 years ago, that was seen as being an incredibly niche thing. Like even in the bookshop, it would have a sort of sparse little shelf that'd be at the back of the shop. You'd have to go looking for it. And now the taste has totally changed. And people, especially young people, are really, really thirsty to read stories like this.
It's,
you know,
brilliant. And Claire, I see the likes of Easons, Barnes and Noble. Internationally, there is the Book Talk section now in bookshops.
Yes, there is. I was actually going to say that. I was at Chapters Bookshop, and they have this huge section now for Book Talk. And then there's, you know, there can be signs, Book Talk made me do it. That's kind of like a slogan over on Book Talk.
Mm-hmm.
So it has changed the game completely, which is brilliant because that I'm an indie author. So I have published myself. I don't have a publishing house backing me. So it's given me the opportunity to get into bookshops, which wouldn't normally be the case.
So you're now in bookshops for Realm of Love and Lies. Is that the name of your book, Claire?
Realm of Lore and Lies.
Lore, sorry, and Lies. And now that has the shelf space thanks to Book Talk.
Yes, well, it's mostly indie bookshops that have been so supportive. So I'm actually hopeful that because I have now been shortlisted, this might be an opportunity for me to, you know, make contact with other bookshops to you know, be included on their shelf space.
Absolutely. It's the platform, it's the foundation, isn't it, that you can build your story on?
Absolutely, yes.
Caroline, how has it changed your career?
Well, to be honest now, it changed my career the most when I was publishing my young adult fantasy series, you know. And once again, you know, fantasy is the kind of genre that previously to this, it would be seen as a very specialist, small, narrow community. Like the bookshelves would have like a very small shelf for it. They wouldn't get covered by the media at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think fantasy in specifically can do extremely well on TikTok. I think because there's so much scope for creativity there. Like if you're, you know, describing, you know, a world that doesn't exist, it almost sets a challenge for TikTok users to try and create that world. So they, you know, as Claire was saying, they make fan art. They create sort of trailers for the video using media elsewhere. They do cosplay and stuff. And it's been, I think it is the most impactful on authors who write genre stuff like that, who write, you know, about magic or fantasy or science fiction, because it helps them find their community so much quicker and it gives them fewer, you know, hoops to jump through.
Of course.
But I've been very lucky with the Rachel incident because it's been, you know, I've managed to get the sort of the mainstream shops and sort of papers and stuff to cover it, and as well as having the TikTok thing. So if it can work in tandem, it's absolutely fabulous, you know.
It certainly
helps.
It
doesn't happen
every
time, you know. Yes, totally, totally.
And when you think about it, there's no traditional marketing campaign could ever achieve this kind of promotion of a title. Like the dedicated hashtag to a particular book on BookTok has had a staggering 323 million views. I mean, you can't get close.
Completely. And I think as well that what I love about TikTok and BookTok is that it can't be hacked by publishers. Like you get a lot of big publishers, your Penguins and your Random House and all that kind of stuff, trying to get in on the trend and trying to start trends of their own using like all their budget for their marketing, just plugging into TikTok. And it generally doesn't really work. You know, what works is genuinely passionate readers getting together and like creating stuff together. And it can't be hacked. And I actually love that because almost everything else in media can be, and this can't, you know?
Yeah, it's so authentic. We have a text in, particularly on the young adult thing. This is an interesting one, Caroline. I had been a big Harry Potter reader when I was younger, and BookTok got me back into fantasy books such as Sarah J. Maas. It's a lovely community online to find new authors and books.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, as you were saying, Caroline, the fantasy, it's nearly like you have a fantasy book talk is another hashtag that you can use because it's so huge. The support of readers, because my books are fantasy, are fantasy books as well. And it's just they're kind of hardcore supporters. You know, when you get in on the circle, they're very supportive.
They're extremely loyal, I'd imagine. And it is so authentic that they're the real deal. Yeah. So what happens with the awards? I mean, we're used to the traditional Irish Book Awards being a very traditional in-person event. How will these work?
I think that this is an in-person event as well. It's at the end of July. I think they're having an award ceremony in London. And I think the books have been chosen by an independent judging panel, but the votes will actually happen on TikTok itself. So it really is in the hands of the users now.
That's amazing. Someone has sent in a text, which is very interesting. Seems to be a talk for everything. I realised I had ADHD after watching TikTok and have found it really helpful. I would agree with that. I was saying to one of my friends recently, you know, if you're going somewhere for the weekend and you want to know the top five things to do in Budapest, you literally just put in hashtag Budapest and you will get it. Like, it's literally delivered to you, and it's most of the time not a paid for commercial campaign. It's an authentic travel blog from someone that genuinely thinks these are the top five things.
No, it's incredible. And like,
I was just going to say it's the exact same for BookTok. If you want a particular genre, all you have to do is put in the genre and put in BookTok, and you're going to get thousands of recommendations.
That's brilliant. Brilliant. And it's going to spiral into concert talk and all sorts of other talks, because as that texter said, there's a genre for everyone. Everyone's looking for, you know, what's going on in their lives. There's also a queen of book talk, I believe, in America.
Oh, really?
Colleen Hoover, apparently, is the American writer in the States, who is sweeping up millions of followers on TikTok. Amazing, amazing story. Girls, we wish you the very best with the awards. Maybe you'll keep us posted on how you do. But regardless, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Claire Wright and Caroline O'Donoghue there, both shortlisted for the Book Talk Awards.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.